그래서 저희 플레이스 Okay, so you all know that we recently, Marina and I, we had a beautiful gift from God. We had a baby, we named him Anthony. And when we found out that Anthony's coming soon, we start preparing, right? For the preparation of the arrival of Mr. Anthony, right? So we wanted to make sure everything is set and ready. So when he comes, everything will be smooth, right? So first, we thought about providing space, like a room for him. And in that room, everything should be clean, right? So his bed sheets, even his new clothes, the bottles we use, everything is clean, right? We got a little sterilizer just for the bottle, and it produces a beautiful noise every day. It's amazing. So number one, we needed to provide a clean space, like somewhere clean for him, right? To protect him from any diseases or anything. And then number two, we needed to make sure the space or the place is warm, right? So he doesn't get cold, right? Babies get cold, and when they get cold, they cry. So we need to, you know, make sure the place is warm, okay? And not only, you know, provide warmth, like physically, but emotionally too, meaning that we need to be prepared to love him, right? Put him as a priority in our life, and we give all our feelings, all our attention to him, and, you know, love him, right? So clean place, and then a loving, warm place. Number three is we needed to make sure to prepare ourselves to give, right? When you have a son, you give everything, right? Money, time, sleep, you know, attention, all your outings, everything. You just give it away and you focus on your son, on that little baby, right? And then I thought about us preparing for the nativity, right? And the arrival of Christ. And then I remember the tarnima that we used to say when we were little kids. And that tarnima says, "Albi sughayyar zay al-mizwad wal u'ad gowa mamnu' ana rattabtu hayyatu 'ashan yirtah fi yasuh." What does that mean? So my heart is small, is little, like a manger, right? And no one is allowed in my heart, okay? Because I have prepared it, and I have cleaned it, and I have it ready for Christ's arrival. And not only for Christ's arrival, but for Christ to be comfortable in it, okay? And then I thought about it, and then I was like, maybe this is how we should prepare ourselves. So number one, I'm gonna talk about three types of hearts, or you can also consider them as three steps, okay? Three steps in order to prepare yourself for the arrival of Christ in your heart. Number one is a pure heart. Remember how we talked about like a clean place? A pure heart, okay? A pure heart is a gift from God, okay? It's a gift from God to the person who lives the life of constant repentance, okay? Person keeps repenting and God gifts him with a pure heart, okay? What is repentance? Repentance is a decision that you make to separate from sin and to return to God, okay? So you return to God no matter what your case is, okay? Even if you're being too far, like the prodigal son, you say, "I will arise and go to my father." You return to him. You return to him even if it's been too long, like the Samaritan woman. You go back to him and ask for the living water, okay? You return to him even if everyone around you thinks that you're evil and bad and there's no good and hope in you, okay? Like Zacchaeus, okay? You return to him and you climb a tree if you need to, okay? You return to him, even if it's that gonna make you vulnerable and it's gonna make you face your fears. You return to him like the lady who washed his feet. So whatever you do, it's very important to take the first step, that decision, okay? To return to him. And even if you feel weak and you can't do it, you ask him. Okay, ask for determination from him. Because the gospel says, "For God who works in you, both to will and to do." So even if you don't have the desire for repentance, if you pray, God can give you the will and the do. Okay? He will give you strength to return to him. And you return to him with hope, knowing that he will be waiting for you with his arms open. Okay? He'll be waiting for you to take you back, to forgive you, and to shield you from all your fears. And you hear him accepting you every time you hear the absolution in the confession, okay? But it's very important to take the first step, okay? And then when you decide to repent and you return to God, you ask him for a new heart. Ask him for a pure heart rather than the heart that is corrupted by sin, okay? Ask him because he will give you. And that's what he promised. He said, I will give you a new heart. And you continue guarding that heart pure as much as you can by being watchful, right, for all your thoughts, your works, your feelings. That's why in Proverbs it says, guard your heart with diligence, okay? You try so hard not to fall in sin. And even if you fall, you take that decision again and you purify your heart, okay? So number one is a pure heart, a clean place for Christ. Pure heart is a place where Christ is comfortable in. Second type is a loving heart. Remember we talk about warmth and love? Loving heart comes from someone who had a pure heart. Because imagine, think about it this way. Who can really have real godly love, unconditional to everyone, okay? That love is not from us. It's from God. It's also a gift from God, okay? How do we acquire it? St. Gregory says, the soul purified by the spirit becomes capable of true love. Remember how we talk about the pure heart? That pure heart is your first step to acquire godly love, okay? The love that you get in your heart is the fruit of the work of the Holy Spirit in your pure heart. And that's what he promised. And he said, and his love has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Okay? And I was thinking maybe it should be nice to add a nice story about love and unconditional love. But I thought we would already have read it in the gospel today. The story of the ultimate love, our God. He left his glory. He became man to be rejected, to be spit at, to be humiliated and crucified. And all of this because he loves us. He wants to give us his love. He wants to give us victory over sin and death. And then with the love that he gives us, we start to love him more, okay? And when we love him more, suddenly it's so much harder to fall into sin, and it's so much easier to follow his commandment. And you start loving everyone, even your enemies, because it's not your love. It's not coming from you. It's his love, okay? And that's why he said, you love one another as I have loved you. The love that I loved you with is the love you use to love others too. And when you love others, you start serving them. That's what St. Paul says, through love, serve one another, okay? And not only serve them, but to give. And that takes us to the third part, or the third step, which is a giving heart, okay? A giving heart is a heart where Christ is comfortable in. The virtue of giving comes as a result of a true godly love, okay? That's why it says, God so loved the world. And what happened after? He gave, right? He gave his only begotten son. He loved us so much, he emptied himself and gave us everything. Okay? Then when we really have this love in our hearts, we won't hold back on giving anymore. Okay? Because if God had given us his life, okay, what can we give that is more, you know, valuable than this? Everything else is way, way cheaper compared to that. And then when we give out of love, we give joyfully, like the woman who gave the two mites. Because remember, whatever we have, whatever blessings, money, all the properties that we have, it's his anyway. Do you know the verse that it says, of your own we have given you? Like, we literally take from you and we give it back to you, okay? When we give others, okay? And then in the book of Sirach, there's a very beautiful verse that it says, you should not appear empty before the sight of the Lord. You should not appear empty before the sight of the Lord, when he was talking about offerings and giving. As if everything we give, whether it's materialistic things, help, time, service, effort, we offer it not to anyone, but to the Lord himself. And I'm going to end with a story. There's a saint, his name is Saint Peter the Worshipper, or Qudis Butrus al-Abid. Okay? He was a tax collector, and he was very selfish and greedy. And they nicknamed him the Merciless. Okay? One day he was sitting in his house, and then a poor man came knocking on his door wanting food. So he keeps knocking and knocking, and he keeps asking him to go away, and he wouldn't. So he got so upset, so mad, he got a loaf of bread that is dry, and he threw it on his head. Okay? And he closed the door. And God had compassion on him. He wanted to save him. So that night when he slept, he had a dream. It was judgment day, and there was a scale of judgment. The devil was coming, put all his sins and the injustices that he did in the left pan of the scale. And then the angels, they were very perplexed. They didn't know what to do, right? And then finally, one of them came out, and then he put the loaf of bread in the right pan. And he said something very interesting. He said, there is nothing of this man except this loaf of bread. As if this is the intercession for us in front of God when we give others, that appears before God, as if we've given it to God. So imagine us in place of Saint Peter. What would the angel say about us? Okay? Then he woke up knowing the importance of the virtue of giving. He became merciful, compassionate. He sold his tunic, he sold his house, and when he couldn't find anything else to sell, he sold himself as a slave and gave the money to the poor. And he became monk at the end. So we talk today how to prepare ourselves for the arrival of Christ in our heart and how we make our hearts comfortable for Christ. Okay? Talked about pure heart by repentance, a loving heart, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in a pure heart, and the virtue of giving. When your heart fills of joy and love, you start giving everything, and glory be to God forever. Awesome.